the very last paragraph covers off a really interesting aspect of our own process in logopraxis. So it's talking about angels looking at spirits and how they appear. The idea being here that angels are truths from the word, and that when these are active, what is arising from the proprium gets seen as it actually is. And then when we fall back into, you know, the rhythm of ordinary life, we appear to ourselves to be fine again. When we're reflecting from truths, there's this transformation in terms of how we relate to the content that's arising within consciousness. And then when we fall asleep again to spiritual work, we return back to our habitual unconscious ways of being, in which the proprium then reasserts itself. Yeah, so I'll just read the two parts, the parts that I've got highlighted. From 4533. You know, when the angels of heaven, that is when truths from the word, look at evil spirits or what's arising from the proprium, these appear altogether different to them from how these spirits appear to one another, among themselves and in their own false light, which is like that emitted from a coal fire. As has been stated, evil spirits and genii appear to themselves to exist in human form, which in keeping with their own delusions is not unattractive. But when the same spirits are looked at by the angels of heaven or the word, that dim light is immediately dispelled and they acquire an altogether different facial appearance. And the interesting thing about the face is that it corresponds to what is internal. Each spirit now having a face that expresses his particular disposition. So you see the internal, and then it gives a bit of a description of the various faces. And then it says, but as soon as the angels or truths cease to look at them, those spirits appear in the form which they possessed previously in their own dim light. And then this is the bit here. So this describes our work. The angels take a look at the evil as often as they realize that they are endeavoring to leave their hells for the world of spirits, our mind, with the intention of doing harm to others or to, you know, what is good and true. As a consequence, they are found out and turned back. The reason why angelic sight, or the sight through the word, is so efficient is that there is a correspondence between the sight of the understanding and that of the eye. Their sight possesses an acuteness which dispels the light of hell, and then the true nature of the evil spirit's form and disposition is visible. So, yeah, so I thought that was a really pertinent description of how working with truths from the word operate in terms of our own proprial states.